What if the answer to one of humanity's biggest problems was in the mind of someone who could not access the tools to solve it? The University of Washington's Access Engineering Program is working on a solution. They want more students with disabilities to study engineering. That means getting their take on how to make places where people create, invent, and learn more accessible. KUW's Jamala Henderson visited one of these makerspaces on the UW campus.
A group of students with disabilities tours the CoMotion makerspace on the University of Washington campus. It's a large, bright, and open room with all kinds of tools.
You might have noticed the space is really configurable. So pretty much everything is on casters.
From drills and wrenches to a sewing machine to high-tech 3D printers and laser cutters. One of the students touring the space is Kayla Wheeler. She'll be a UW sophomore in the fall. Wheeler was born with only one arm. Her wheelchair is a colorful moving home that holds her backpack and other belongings, including a bucket full of crayons and a little bumper sticker that reads, 10 fingers are overrated.
This makerspace, I really like that almost everything is on wheels, because as a person in a wheelchair, it's a lot easier to get something out of your way.
But she would like to see some of the table areas and tools that are high up lowered.
My chair goes up, so I can access some of the areas, but people in standard manual chairs or even power chairs that don't have a seat elevator could have some issues reaching some of the higher up items.
But what's good for one student could be difficult for another. A student who's blind, for instance, will make a mental map of the room, so moving a tool wall on wheels to a different part of the room could throw them off. This is the kind of feedback that UW engineering researcher Dr. Kat Steele is looking for. She says more and more university campuses across the country are creating these maker spaces.
These are the places where students can come and create and design all day, every day, or any time they want to, whenever the creativity strikes.
Steele says their ultimate goal is more diversity in engineering. They want to encourage students with disabilities to pursue careers in the field. And she says they can do that with what's called universal design.
This idea of how do we design products and spaces that are the most accessible to everyone into the engineering curriculum so that hopefully all of our future engineers, whether they're designing the next phone or the next bridge, will think about what are the small changes we can make in our designs that will make this accessible to the most people.
And in the meantime, Steele says they'll make what they've learned accessible to other places building maker spaces. They've shared their best practices on their website with other institutions to foster more collaboration and problem solving, something Kayla Wheeler is excited to tackle.
The cool thing about engineering spaces is a lot of people use engineering spaces to help solve other problems for people with disabilities. And I think it'd be cool if people with disabilities were more involved in solving their own problems.
The university plans to open its second makerspace this fall, and more that include universal design ideas are planned. Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.